The foreclosure crisis that removed many Americans from their homes rippled through the economy, impacting bankers, home builders, retailers, and many others. Even renters were severely impacted by the nation's foreclosure crisis. About 5 million homes were lost to foreclosure in recent years. Many impacted households were induced to move into apartments. That served to increase the demand for rental units and drove up rents, which in turn has translated into diminished affordability. The number of renters deemed to have very low incomes, less than 30% of their local median income, or about $19,000 nationally, surged by 3 million to nearly 12 million between 2001 and 2011, according to the Joint Center for Housing Studies at Harvard University. The number of affordable rental units available to those households has held steady at about 7 million. Here's what's remarkable. By 2011, nearly 3 million of those 7 million affordable rentals were occupied by higher-income households. A problematic housing shortage has resulted, with the worst shortfalls in cities with healthy local economies like Seattle, San Francisco, and New York. For WYPR, I'm Aniban Basu.